Hello, my friend. How are you guys? I hope you're doing so much great when you want to listen to this. This is me, MHT0017, with another Let's Talk challenge. I hope, as always, you find this at least useful, and I hope so interesting. Okay, this is a point. I'm pretty sure that would be so much challenging for some people to believe that, but American Dreams, I want to start with this, actually this is my title, American Dreams, it's dead. What's the meaning? Well, usually before kind of recession happened in 2008, American people, they have a kind of mindset about, I don't know, if you go into the college and you get your degree, after that very easily you can find kind of job for yourself and, you know, earning, making money, have a kind of earn and, you know, bring in some money for your family and I know, start kind of family even, and have a kind of house, everything, it goes well. But yeah, as I said, it's lasted till that recession in 2008. It was a very, very enormous, and you know, cause the American economy, it's a kind of global economy, so it's not just summarized to the American people. Also, we can see, you know, it's extended to the, you know, some country also get involved in somehow to the Americans' economy. And yeah, all of a sudden they found this concept, American Dream, is just disappear. Even, you know, you have maybe you have a lot of suffer till shifted a kind of degree in very great college, but it doesn't mean necessarily you getting kind of job, no one do not hire you. Yeah, that's kind of tough, you know. And that's another point, you know, in kind of American's dream concept, you must all the time just choose by someone else. You cannot determine, you know, your option. And you must, it doesn't matter how much you qualify, all the time you must preparing yourself for some interview or something like that till, you know, proven how much you are good to someone else. And you guys, not you guys, you know, I talk about American people, of course you're not. And for which time just said you guys. But, you know, there being so much rely on someone else, and their economy actually, it's a consumer base. They're spending a lot of money on some stupid shit without even the knowing. It's such a kind of stupid habit. But, you know, it's a kind of thing happen for, you know, people. It doesn't matter you actually belongs to the which category you're being, a middle, you belongs to the middle class or higher, or maybe even you are poor, you spend your money carelessly. That's crazy, and it's a part of their culture. But these days, it's lasted till, you know, 2008, maybe it is right now, I don't know. But, you know, after that kind of enormous recession happened for them, they're coming to this realize there is no American dream anymore. So they must change their way. And, you know, I don't know what is happening exactly for them, because I'm not one of those guys, for sure. But according to the thing I've just heard, I'm gonna tell you what actually what is my resources, I'm talking about it. know, less of this actually recording, but no, yeah, this says it's completely different. Rather, the things happen in the past in an American society. What's that mean? You know, there is a very, 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 very actually easy way till you making your business. Cause this says we have internet and very easily we can start the kind of online business that we like. Yeah, there isn't no kind of no dependent thing. You can very easily, not easily, you actually have a kind of, thought everything that just effortlessly happened. No, it's not for sure. It has a lot of fear, but it's not hard, maybe as much as it was. I can say that. And we just, choose the thing that you like and try to have a kind of advertise about it. And you go into the kind of entrepreneurship and you being as an entrepreneur. And this opportunity that exists because we have a very easily access to the internet. That's the point. Tech that caused very profound change for society. Maybe that's the kind of thing that I get from that podcast. And there is a lot of conspiracy people, if you listen to this, I don't know, till, what is that caused that recession happen. And it's not my point to talk about it, maybe another recording, another less suck. Yeah, that would be kind of interesting because, the same thing happened. That's the kind of thing, the banking system that's get involved, We can talk about, but yeah, it's kind of dangerous. I don't want to really put myself in a kind of danger area, but it's not kind of stupid theory. That's a kind of for it's a realistic things. There is a lot of evidence that caused some people to just wanted to this happen. Okay, it's not our point. Let's just introduce the kind of podcast. I got this information and maybe that would be also interesting for you guys to listen to that podcast. And what was that? I'm not sure exactly what was the name, but you can find it. Yeah, I'm gonna actually send the name, if you like. In a Zawashan's application with Feel Good English course. Thank you for listening, bye for now. Thank you so much for listening, and take care, and bye.